And the Department of Homeland Security is examining some of the latest intelligence about future threats to the United States. An internal Homeland Security document says Al-Qaeda and other non-state groups will likely remain the primary terrorist threats against the United States for the next 5 years. It also says that ground-based attacks, such as truck bombs or surface-to-air missiles, are the most likely form of assault. This is a draft document. It's intended to help shape future budgets, and it was first disclosed by Congressional Quarterly. Officials have confirmed that the document is real to NPR's Pam Fessler, who joins us now. And Pam, what does this document say about the way the Department of Homeland Security views the world?
Well, Steve, I don't think there are any huge surprises here, but it does offer us an interesting glimpse at their latest thinking about the terrorist threat. As you mentioned, Al-Qaeda and affiliated groups top the list. The document also says that Al-Qaeda remains very resilient 3 years after 9/11. And it notes, as we've been hearing recently, that this radical Islamist movement has become a lot more decentralized. And this paper says that this, in fact, should increase the longevity of these groups. As for an attack in the United States by state-sponsored terrorists, such as from countries as North Korea and Syria, the department calls that a diminishing threat, although it does say that one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, could continue to pose a threat inside the United States. The document also notes that there's growing concern about Al-Qaeda recruiting inside the United States, recruiting Americans who may be part of U.S.-based Islamist groups. It says that officials don't think that these groups themselves could pursue an attack against the United States, but that they might provide a pool of recruits and support, and that they need to be watched. It mentioned a couple, such as the Muslims of America and the American Dar el-Islam movement. The paper also mentions animal rights groups and eco-terrorists as potential threats, but it doesn't say anything about right-wing extremist groups or white supremacist groups. A department spokesman told me that, in fact, this is only a budget document, and it's in no way, shape or form meant to be a comprehensive look at all the threats against the United States. He said that would take hundreds of pages.
Which is their way of saying we're not trying to imply that left-wing extremists are more dangerous than right-wing extremists. That's what they're essentially trying to say.
Exactly.
Now, regarding the type of attack here, what significance is it that they're worried most about ground-based attacks, as we said?
Well, they're worried about everything, quite frankly, but this is a top concern, partly because they are, quite frankly, easy to carry out and hard to stop. They're worried about truck bombs, car bomb attacks. The document says that while Al-Qaeda remains very interested in a very spectacular attack, some of these splinter groups might be willing to go with something a little bit more low-tech. It also says they're worried about things such as ultralight airplanes, which are also hard to detect and could be used possibly for spreading chemical or biological agents.
Now, as you've reported, you also have to worry about any kind of target being attacked, but what kinds of targets are Homeland Security officials most concerned about?
Well, they're the obvious ones, the highly symbolic ones, such as the Capitol and the Pentagon and the White House, but they said they're, also economic ones, things like the businesses, things like, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, which also has a symbolic value, but also could have a very devastating economic and also high casualties. There are also concerns about soft targets, such as shopping malls and buildings.
And just very briefly, why was this document put together anyway?
Well, the department's trying to do some long-range planning, budget planning. They're trying to make sure that they're spending their money where they're supposed to or where they think they should. But just because something's a threat today or they think it's a threat today, they might not necessarily think that is the case tomorrow.
Pam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security.